Welcome to a new episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Brielle. Today we will be talking to Miss Holly Pashoda, one of our fourth grade teachers.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, Miss Pashoda.
Thanks for having me.
Miss Pashoda, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I've been teaching at St. Matthew for 6 years now. I came to St. Matthew from pre-K 4 through 7th grade, and I have a one-year-old named Josie who will be coming to school here next year.
What's your favorite science experiment to do with your students?
So my favorite science experiment is when we learn about different types of energy and energy transfer. So we make s'mores ovens. So the students love this project every year because they have to plan and build an oven that will attract and trap most sunlight to melt the chocolate and cook the marshmallows. And so they get to do that throughout the day, and they go outside on the blue top to eat the s'mores at the end of the day, and they just love it every year. Too bad I did not have y'all, because y'all could have done that. But y'all came later.
I want to ask a question. But it was going to be like, what's your favorite science, like, thing to teach about science?
My favorite thing to teach about with science? I really do. I love teaching about the different types of energy because it's just very relatable and they can understand it because they get to, you know, like with light energy and electrical energy, they get to like relate it to turning on the light switch and then turning the light bulb on or watching television. So there's a lot of real life examples that we talk about in class with that.
What's the most interesting math concept you've taught your fourth graders?
I'm not sure if this would be considered interesting to most people, but I love teaching about fractions. A lot of people don't like fractions because they think they're scary and they struggle with it in the beginning. But when they understand the concept, it's actually super fun and easy, and you actually use it like in everyday life. And so I also like to relate it to food, and so that makes it a little bit easier. For example, think about how 1/5 is less than 1/2, but a lot of people think that it's bigger because 5 is greater than 2. But if you think about 2 pans of brownies and you cut 1 pan into 5 parts and the other into just 2 parts, you would have just the one with 2 parts would be bigger, like the size wise.
Yes. How do you incorporate the use of the iPads in the classroom?
Oh, we use iPads pretty much all day, every day. So I could sit here and tell you all the boring stuff that we do with the iPads, like taking notes and doing classwork. But something really cool that we just did with the iPads actually recently was use iMovie and Clips to make a video about the liturgical year. And my students absolutely loved it, and they got to do all the effects. They got to do like voice recordings and put pictures and draw their own images, so that was fun. So they'll be ready for next year for middle school.
How do you create a fun and engaging learning environment for your students?
I try to make class more fun and engaging by not always just sitting and taking notes to learn. We do a lot of partner work and group projects so that they can learn from each other. We also use the iPad, like I just said, to take something ordinary like a multiplication sheet and turning it into an interactive Google Slides. And they love to use their little stylus pens, so that makes it a little more exciting than just using a pencil and paper.
What are some exciting projects and events you have planned for your students this year?
So every year we do Heritage Day, which is the biggest day for fourth grade. It's been a tradition here at St. Matthew since even Miss Klotz was a fourth grader. So, I mean, that's a pretty long time. Sorry, Miss Klotz. But Heritage Day is a day like full of learning about what makes Louisiana so great. And the students get to dress up as something related to Louisiana, such as like a Café du Monde worker or a jazz band member. And then we have a lot of presenters come to teach about different Louisiana heritage. And it's just a day full of fun. Like, they love it. The parents love it. I love it. It's a great day. Y'all should come by this year and see it.
So what are some of your hobbies or favorite things to do in your free time?
This is a tricky question because I feel like I don't have that much free time with a one-year-old at home, but the times that I do have free times, I do love spending it with my family and going out outside or going to like the park or going on a boat ride. That's always fun. But yeah, there's really nothing better than just having time to just relax and spend time with your family or watch Lifetime movies. That's one of my favorites.
Miss Pachota, thank you for being on our show.
Thanks for having me. This was so fun.
It's now time for the joke portion of our show.
Our joke today comes from Brooks in third grade.
Olivia, why does Peter Pan always fly?
I don't know.
Because he never lands.
Thanks, Brooke. If you have a joke you would like to submit, give it to your homeroom teacher who will get it to Miss Freela.
We have now come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining Olivia and me on Casting Crusaders.